Santa. I've been waiting on you.
There's a lot of Tennessee fans was hoping Santa would come around, bring him a present a little early.
Looks like we got presents from the Wildcats, Cole.
Tennessee not making it, joined, not making it past round one, joins every other team that was visiting, which makes it even worse for what I was saying about Tennessee should have been at home. We'll talk about it. You've got Tennessee Fan Talk.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy,
rowdy,
passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk.
Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk.
Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody.
It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. A little bit of disappointment. And it's kind of like we say around this time every year, oh, it's basketball season.
Well, only for the past couple years. Before that, we were like, oh, man, I can't wait till next year.
We don't have much to celebrate. If you're an SEC fan overall, you may. We'll see. Texas looked pretty good. We'll see what Georgia has to offer come New Year's. But Tennessee, there's people, the crazies, as the Duke would say.
Buddy, they're everywhere.
Are out there already going, you know, Heupel can't do big games.
I kind of agree.
Heupel can't, he shouldn't be the play caller.
I also kind of agree.
Tim Banks is a fraud.
I don't agree. Because we had one bad game and then you're done.
We collectively being fans of Tennessee.
The royal we, as one would say.
Royal we. A lot of people spending a lot of hard-earned money drove up a lot of hype. Game day was ecstatic. And I'm not a big Pat McAfee guy, but he was hilarious.
I think he's funny. He puts asses in seats, you know.
He was hilarious.
He's better than Lee Corso's bum.
Oh, I'm 100%. But Lee Corso, I was like, look, it's Biden in the sports world.
That's I was about to say that him and Joe Biden probably have lunch every day at the Ryan's Buffet Steakhouse.
Where you eat in the lunch. Yeah, what he said.
Some country folks call it dinner.
True. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I heard that. I'm going to go get some dinner. I'm like, talking breakfast, about it's noon.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper. Yep.
Right. If you were to go down a stat sheet and not watch this game, which, by the way, I did declare to the Duke, that come halftime, just a little bit before halftime, I had to shut it off. Now, I've gone back and looked at some things, but it was so... Yeah. When they went up 21, I was like, that's it. There is no coming back.
Well, it was just very vintage Tennessee circa 2012. You know, give a little hope at halftime and then shit to bed in the second half. You know?
Net
I was
rushing
out downtown
yards
in Nashville. So.
Net rushing yards, they were neck and neck within 4 yards. passing. Mm-hmm. We let them pass 317 yards on us, 25 for 31 for Mr. Howard when Nico, which honestly, the cracked helmet, I would have said, your safety is more important. Go mm-hmm. sit down. Because he obviously didn't make good decisions after that. 14 for 31, 104 yards passing.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't blame that on the cracked helmet or a hit to the head. I mean, that was early on in the game.
He took two shots rather close to one another to his head.
Eh. I mean, he was the only bright spot of the game, in my humble opinion.
6 of 16 third down conversions, 4 for 9. Only 9 attempts for OSU on third down conversions. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing you like to look at, red zone scoring versus how many times you were there. They were 3 for 3 in the red zone.
Who, us?
Yeah.
That's the best game we've, that's about the best game we've had in the red zone all year. That normally means you're going to win.
The problem is they only got down there 3 times.
Sure. But at the end of the day, the only bright spot of that game for me was Nico. He played. He tried to put the team on his back. And played for without life, you know, without he played with no regard to being injured.
I will give him that. So did Jared Garantano. Look how well that turned out.
I mean, I have nothing to say.
Stumped the Duke.
Well, I'm just thinking, how far down the road did Garantano get us? Not as far as Nico has. Nico's only a redshirt freshman.
He won 10 games. I'll give him that.
Technically, he won 11, right? Because he beat Iowa.
Whoever
it was, we played in a bowl game.
Yeah. No, you're right.
No, we played. Yeah.
Whoever it was.
Sure.
Yeah, Hawkeyes. Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, I was prepared for the loss. I was maybe not prepared for the splattering that we got with.
Well, you did say, in your defense, you said, I see this being a beatdown one way or the other.
Yep.
And you were right.
In my heart, I was hoping it was the other way around. But, you know, I think we get to the point now, I don't know if we're going to talk about this in the second half, but it's time to, we're like, I'm not a crazy. I'm not on the crazy train of saying firing Josh Heupel. That'd be stupid. But I am on the fact of we got to start making some decisions on coaching staff, i.e., offensive coordinator.
I agree. I think there needs to be an offensive coordinator in there.
Obviously, we learned yesterday that we're still not there.
100%.
So. It's time to figure out, do we make the next step next year to be there, or do we step back, or do we stay idle? Which I think that's probably more of a realistic answer than taking that step forward.
I also
do know that in 1997, when Tennessee played the national championship against Nebraska, we got the doors blown off of us.
Yeah.
I think it was 42-17 or something. I don't remember the final score.
You're saying that's his get serious point now? We just got blown off in the playoffs.
Oh.
And
All
right, I've gone 3 years where I've put up 10 wins in a season as a head coach. I've got to get the talent in here to take it all the way.
I'm just saying in 98 we won the championship.
And, you know, and we can't be as royal we again.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with a 10-win season in the SEC?
I'm not. Well, here's the thing. Is the SEC really that good?
We'll find out.
One could ask.
I love Kiffin going, yep, yeah, great pick. Great pick on putting in
sure
whoever it was.
But I
think that was Indiana. I think that's what he
Indiana
tweeted that on.
Yeah. Deserved to be there. SMU deserved to be there. Obviously, Clemson. Now, that's going off of the current the way it's set up. We can talk about
the two teams that slid in there, us and Clemson. I mean, technically SMU slid in as well. Probably worse than us.
The teams that would have slid in are us and SMU because we didn't win a champion. We didn't win the conference championship game.
All three of us embarrassed.
You could does that give the argument that it should be an 8-team playoff?
There was the talk of it, you know, before they decided on the 12, just expanding from 4 to 8.
Well, that's because it's all about the money.
True.
All about.
And there was plenty of money in and around.
Yeah, to me personally, to think that we knew for a fact that if Ohio State put it together, they're technically probably the best team in the nation.
Right. Right. And such as so, you know, when we said the sportscasters, not us, the sportscasters were saying this is the most elite team in football, we just, how do you see it when you look at their schedule? When you look at their week over week schedule, and you're like, well, of course they look elite. Look who they're playing.
Well, I mean, I guess it's all about the money, you know, dollar bills, y'all. I mean, you know, when you're, like I said, it's fine. It's all part of the rules. If you're paying $20 million for your roster, I expect you to be elite.
Yeah.
You sure shit better be. Yeah, That's why Ryan Day was on the hot seat.
Yeah. You should be equivalent to Yankees.
Sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can do the same situation that, like Ole Miss and spend $18 million or whatever they spent close to that.
And be out.
You know, well, yeah, because as good as a coach as Lane Kiffin is, I don't see him as a motivator, bring your team together kind of guy.
No.
You know?
No. He's more like, don't tweet when I tweet.
Yeah.
Get out of my locker room.
But if you didn't think, as a battered Vol, that if you didn't think that the game that Ohio State would have figured it out and put it together wouldn't have been against us, you're not a true Tennessee fan. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, I wasn't shocked.
No. And they were already pissed, right? Because they took that loss to Michigan and the flag planting and all that other. I'm surprised there wasn't more of a outlandish Tennessee. There should be players not able to play in this game. They should be suspended for their fighting actions.
Once again, as a battered Vol, if you think anything like that was ever going to fall our way, by no means was the officiating terrible, buddy. There was some bad calls early on. That
early bad calls, seeing
pass interference.
Oh,
against,
yeah. Buddy, oh, was, yeah. Yeah, Bobby Hill was pissed.
Bobby Hill better get his crap together because, I mean, he ain't no hot seat, but if he don't make that step forward. And here's the other thing. Tennessee fans, we need to figure out we are not that team.
You're not that team. You're not that team.
We're not going to be ever, in my humble opinion, we're never, ever going to be an annual powerhouse. Ever. We're just not.
In this day and age, who is going to be?
Well, I could argue that a team like, there's going to be two teams at the top of every conference that are going to be that way because there's in
right,
in our conference, it's probably going to shift away and shift its way out to be Texas and Alabama, in the Pac-10 or whatever they're called.
Texas
they're going to
and
be.
Alabama,
yeah. What'd I say?
You said Texas and Alabama. I was just making sure you meant to say Alabama instead of Georgia.
Yeah. I think it'll eventually shake itself out. I mean, Georgia, too. No, there might be 3 in ours.
I mean,
two in the Big Ten.
The only way that happens with Alabama if Saban goes back.
No, I'm telling you, they'll just start buying people. You can get somebody.
Buyers and sellers.
To steer the ship. I mean, obviously Ryan Day's the head coach, but the star of the show yesterday was Brian Kelly.
100%.
Or whatever. Chip Kelly, sorry, whatever. Not Brian Kelly, Chip Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly.
He was digging deep in his bag of tricks.
Yeah, he was, and he ran an NFL.
He ran an NFL-style offense against us, and we could not stop it.
Correct.
It made me think, I'm like, hey, guys, did did you all only watch the Michigan game? Because it was nowhere near the same. And then, yeah, whatever. I'm fine. I was at peace with it last night. Was I sad? Yes. Is it kind of sad when you got a, you know, a 5-star fan base and a 3-star product on the field? Yes. It's just
half.
But at the same time,
half a star. Check it again.
I wasn't stupid enough to. I mean, I bet you had a big time driving up there. But it, I mean, I saw a thing. They were saying at the first of the game, like, I think that was the coldest kickoff temperatures Tennessee's ever played in.
Probably.
Ever.
Probably.
And I don't think that really played that much of a factor. Obviously, it didn't. There weren't drop balls and fumbles, and then Samson getting hurt. We hadn't even talked about that.
Well, we're going to talk about a little bit more of it, and then we'll just it for Tennessee. It's technically it's basketball season. We may make a couple picks since this will be our last one of the year, right?
Oh, you said so.
You know, you teed it up, and now I can't get rid of it. We'll go to the break with this bit of things. While the boys on the football field were losing, the girls were on the hard court. Tulsa.
Another 100-point game.
102-point game, a 41-point second quarter. Crazy.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Some good news with Tennessee, along with Oklahoma, Drake, Florida. The only 4 teams remaining in men's basketball without a loss. Tennessee hosting, as you're listening to this on the 23rd, Tennessee hosting MTSU Blue Raiders this evening in not quite a sold-out game, but lower bowl is.
Nah.
I only know that because I went to look to see if I could get some tickets.
Oh, you're trying to slip on down there to the Food City Center at Thompson Bowling Arena?
All right.
You couldn't get into the Terry's potato chip section?
Oh, not witty enough for that one. Not witty enough at all.
How ironic is it that on the night that Tennessee gets beat in football by Ohio State, Kentucky gets beat by them in basketball?
Kentucky going down again. So they fight their way back to number 4 and then lose. Crazy.
That stuff doesn't bother me none. Basketball is a finicky sport.
It is. It's like baseball. It's like baseball, right. It's night over night, 100%.
I can talk smack about Kentucky getting beat just for fun, sees around, but we can go on a 3-game losing streak and not bat an eye. It's all about making the dance, really, and giving a decent seed.
Right, and not number 1. I don't want number 1.
Well,
that's where the upsets occur the most. Boys host
the most pressure.
O's and Blue Raiders, and then I think it's Norfolk State. Is that how you pronounce that?
We don't drink. We don't cuss. Norfolk.
Oh my God, bless. I did not expect that.
That's what the cheerleaders say at Norfolk State. We don't drink, we don't cuss. Norfolk, Norfolk, Norfolk.
And right a couple days after that game, that was on December 31st, then we open up into conference schedule.
And this is going to be the hardest SEC conference schedule for any team, not just Tennessee, for anybody ever, because we have the best conference in basketball now.
So of that bit of news there of teams not losing, of course, you know, Florida, Oklahoma in there. Three SEC teams with zero losses. And then as you peer down into these one-loss teams, you pick up Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Missouri.
These are all one-loss teams?
One-loss teams.
I didn't even know Georgia had a basketball team.
Arkansas has two. Kentucky has two. Texas has two. A&M has two. Alabama has two.
Well, you got to argue. I mean, you could argue that
LSU has
these bigger schools like a Kentucky schedule harder opponents early on than a Georgia or a Missouri or a Vanderbilt. You know, Vanderbilt's playing the Gallatin School of the Blind, you know, early on.
If I had to take a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Of Georgia Bulldogs' schedule.
Sure, they probably played North Oconee High School.
11-1. Anyone that you would see, is there anyone on there that you...
that they beat that would shock me? Probably not.
That would shock you?
No, absolutely not. Now, the team that beat them might shock me.
So... UCF, Charlotte, Tennessee Tech, Texas Southern, North Florida, Georgia Tech, Alabama A&M. Okay. Their loss, which this is a tournament team, is Marquette.
Yeah, Marquette's that, you know.
You know.
That's that one team that.
That's like
Long Beach State in baseball. Right, that's all they have.
And that loss was at the Atlantis.
Oh, they even got invited to one of those things. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's a role. That's just some bait. That's like, you know, some breadcrumbs for the football program. Hey, your basketball team gets to play in an early season tournament.
Now, in the SEC ACC Challenge back in the first part of the month, they did beat Notre Dame.
I always forget Notre Dame in the ACC and every other sport except football.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw some stat, I don't remember the year, but that's like the Notre Dame football game was the first time it hasn't been on NBC in like 20 years. And all the fans are like, yeah, they had it zoomed in too close. So what you're telling me is you only watch the NBC game as a Notre Dame, and that's it? You don't watch any NFL? That was interesting.
I would fall under that category. I hope you know that. Zero NFL.
Well, you're kind of a loser, bro. You know? I'm just kidding.
Oh,
you just got bigger fish to fry.
That's yeah.
You got more important things to do.
Yeah,
but it was strange having those other two games on TNT.
Yeah,
I didn't even know like why that was. It was very curious to me. Like they still in the halftime show, they still had whatever his name was in Booger McFarland. You know, I don't know if that was like they got lent over from ESPN or ESPN was technically running it for TNT. I don't know. It was just very strange.
Let's pop back over to football for just a second, which you already kind of have already done
that. Yeah.
Good job. Way to read the line.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at these quarterfinal games. Also known previously as four of the New Year Six.
Yeah. Yeah, the original BCS games.
Texas, Arizona State, Peach Bowl, So you know where that's at.
Is it the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl?
It is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Hmm. I'm going Texas.
It just depends on that Scataboo cat. You know what I'm talking about? You probably don't even know what I'm talking about. I would call it their Great White Hope is what I would call it because it's their white running back. Okay. And he's really – and he's very, very good.
And this is Arizona State.
Yes. Okay. Sure is. It's kind of the – it kind of gives me vibes of the cat that played at Missouri last year that was
– oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hitting our guys in the dick kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Texas has still yet to beat anyone.
That's – mm-hmm.
That was their first – I mean, once we could go back to the conversation we had a couple shows ago about what institutes a ranked win. Mm-hmm. Is it ranked at the time of the game? Mm-hmm. You know, or is that the ranked at the end of the season? Because I personally think it's during the game. So they do have ranked wins in my book.
All right. But going back and looking at season as a whole.
They hold on, they don't have any.
They don't have any.
Other games. Than Clemson now.
Yeah.
I'm taking Arizona State.
Going Arizona State. Horns mm-hmm. down.
I mean, I was wrong on SMU. They just really they kind of played like we did. They had no didn't show up.
Nothing.
Like
they didn't, yeah, nothing. It was just nothing. Nothing.
But anyway, I'm rolling the dice because I tell you, that Scataboo cat, Scataboo, however you say it, he's the truth. And if he gets rolling, I mean, they'll run him 50 times. I'm being a little facetious there. He might get 250 yards on the ground.
I personally was really hoping to buy a couple – airfares and seats to in Pasadena.
Well, you still can.
Nope, sure ain't.
You could be one. You could be that guy.
I could be the guy in orange.
There's always that one guy at the SEC championship game. There's always that one.
I could be the guy in a sea of red and green in orange watching Oregon beat Ohio State.
That's not going to happen.
Dan Lanning and company do it up.
Nope. Mm-mm. If the Ohio State team that shows up to the team we played, they're going to bus roll everybody. They're going to dog walk everybody, including Georgia.
Including
the Texas if they win, which I don't think they will. They're going to dog walk, and nobody's walked Oregon all year.
They put 42 points on arguably one of the top three defenses in the country.
Well, I was thinking about that. The only thing that made our defense good was our line. Because our linebackers, after what's his name, got hurt, Peel, whatever his name was.
Pele.
And then our secondary, other than McCoy and a little bit of Boo Carter.
Right.
We were just average at best.
Right.
So, but anyway, if the Ohio State team that we played, which they might not show up like that,
It may be too hot over there. Since they said weather is such a determining
Ohio
factor.
Ohio State only plays good when it's colder than Well Digger's ass in Butte, Montana this time of year. But, yeah, no, it's like I said, it just depends on – and I think Ohio State will show up because, you know.
You're going Buckeyes. Going Buckeyes.
They're going to win the whole thing, dude.
You're riding
I don't
that.
Care who they play. I'm riding. And that's the only thing that's going to be good for us. Is if Ohio State dog walks everybody else, I'm like, you know what? Maybe that wasn't a bad loss.
Penn State, Boise State.
No,
Boise with their with their bye now on the December 31st Verbo Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, it should be the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
I know. It's stupid.
Pepsi's running out of money. I mean, you don't even have to ask me. I learned my lesson. Sorry, James Franklin.
You gotta go Penn State. You gotta go Penn State there.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
And then January 1st, the All-State Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like Notre Dame could take care of business.
Against Georgia?
And I never he's lost one game, albeit it was a bad game. He's lost one.
I said it a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it again. He ain't Kirby dumb. He's Kirby smart, and he's the best coach in college football. And he's had enough time. He's watched Notre Dame's full season 12 times.
He has had enough time, and it doesn't matter if Beck is going to play or not going to play because that backup is amazing.
Well, I think there's just so many tools around that cat, whatever his name is. Like he gave me with some Stetson Bennett vibes, but there wasn't a lot to go off of, right? But he came back and beat Texas,
right?
I mean, for all I know, Kirby Smart has somebody infiltrated watching the practices at Notre Dame.
How?
He's got a mole. There's a mole.
How very South Carolina of him.
Sure. How very Belichick of him. He probably got a rookie. Yeah. That's proven.
Very much so. Oh, I can't wait for that next year.
That's a joke. North Carolina, come on, what are you doing?
Went in there and
talk about a state. Talk about a state. Talk about the three schools in that state. Well, at least two. Three that really want to be good at football, and they just can't. No matter what they do, they just can't do it.
You know, they were not bad last year with
you hired
Mays,
Mac Brown. Whatever. Yeah, back however many years ago, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, you hired Mac Brown, who's in my mind at that point even the equivalent of hiring a Joe Biden as your head football coach. And now it's the same kind of thing, except this guy's got a 25-year-old girlfriend. I mean, good for him, right? Or good for her. I mean, call it what it is. He's a sugar daddy. Just call it what it is. But it's just, that's kind of a laughing stock move by North Carolina. If you want to be serious at football, they probably should have got Golish. Just saying.
With some more Golish, with some more money and some more tools.
Here's a question. Here's a wild question. Hypothetically speaking,
Belichick could get Belichick.
No.
Bella Bella. Can
Bella
be, Pong. It's they looked at the hire like Colorado looked at the hire. People
but
want
at least
to
Deion's probably got another at least 15 to 20 coaching years minus a couple toes.
People want to come play there just to say that they played for Belichick.
It's a gimmick, buddy.
100%.
It's kind of like back in the day when Miller Lite made them bottles that had a spiral on the inside that's supposed to make it spin down your throat faster. They found out real quick that it was just a waste of money and a scam.
Oh, I almost went into the political Bud Light.
But let me get my hypothetical out there real quick.
Go ahead.
This is like the crate. This is the tenfold cap.
Hypothetical?
No, this is a hypothetical. Whatever. Yeah, I can't even say it.
That's okay. I couldn't say Bill Belichick.
And this is a legitimate Tennessee 10-cap moment.
Okay. He's got it on.
If you had the money, would Golish come back?
You have to think that the OC position at Tennessee would pay more than the head coach of South Florida.
I mean, obviously he wants to go try to bump himself up the ladder.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Even if he – I mean, we're being crazy. We're sound like Alabama fans asking for freaking Nick Saban to come back. But let's just say he came back. He'd be gone another 2 years. And then probably at a bigger program.
Right. Yeah, competing. Directly competing. So, yeah. I take it back in a heartbeat.
I would have to say that our head, like, I'd say our OC, I don't think probably, it probably doesn't pay as much. It's probably close. Or, I mean, Danny White looks like he normally plays chess and everybody else is playing checkers. In every other sport, for all we know, Alec goes, he's going to be our next head coach after Heupel shits the bed 3 years down the road and can't win on the road.
He really has trouble winning on the road. I mean, did it in Norman, right? And did it. NC State was basically.
That's pretty much a home game for North Carolina.
Right.
North Carolina State. But yeah.
And that was
it. I mean, it is very concerning how bad we are on the road.
I don't know that we would have won against Ohio State at Neyland. Maybe a little better of a chance, but I don't know if we would have done it.
I think we would have. No. If it would have been the two teams, I mean,
same two teams.
At the end of the day, let's be truthful with ourselves, like we're therapists here. At the end of the day, Tennessee had to play a perfect game, and they didn't. Right. And at that same time, Ohio State had to have some mix-ups because, you know, some mistakes. And they, I guess you could say, had one. I'm a firm believer that was not an interception.
Right.
But they just called it one, and they said, well, we can't overturn it, which normally is wild to be a Tennessee fan to say that.
Right.
But so that was the only blemish on the card.
Right.
So even if Tennessee played perfect yesterday, and we still got the same Ohio State team we did, we lose by two touchdowns.
Yeah. And if it was one, even if it's just one.
Yeah, well,
still lose.
So, yeah. So, NCAA, you got us. Good job. Sorry for suing you. Not really. But you got us.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Basketball. About to kick up just in time for us. Gotta love that. Oh! Didn't know I was gonna hit you with that.
I mean, is there not a copyright on that? Or is it just sold? There's no such thing no more.
We
don't make enough money anyway.
It's just a podcast.
Throw my Mariah Carey out there. Come on.
I can't do that.
Why?
Guys, we appreciate the amazing year 2024 with you guys. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Remember, Christmas, not so much about toys and Santa.
Not at all. The older I get, the more I see that.
Celebrate it for what it really is.
Mm-hmm. JC, baby.
Look past everything else and look at the Lamb.
And also have a happy New Year. And make sure to eat your black-eyed peas, cabbage, and if you're true in the game, hog's jaw.
Oh, no.
Hog's jaw, there's nothing better.
No.
That is a Southern secret that does not need to get out. It is better than bacon. Fried hog's jaw is better than bacon.
If you could tell me who's singing this right now, I'll eat hog's jaw.
Hold on. Let me play it again.
Oh.
I think I have an idea.
Listeners gotta love this.
Is it a band or an individual?
It's a band.
I mean, it kind of sounds like Daltrey, but I know it's not. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Are they British? They sound British.
But I will tell you this one hint.
Okay.
You're not going to see them at Christmas because they're going to be on an island in the sun.
Oh, it's freaking Weezer.
Just give it. I mean, I had to really give it away.
I mean, now that you say it, it kind of sounds like Weezer, but not really. But yeah, don't knock it till you try it. Fry you up some hog's jaw. You can normally get it at Kroger, normally. Or Food City, guaranteed. Food City's got it.
Dan, you got to go. If you're in Middle Tennessee, you can make your way to Manchester to the Food City.
I need to do that one day just to say I did. It's a long drive from Mount Juliet.
It's nice. Very, very big store. It's like an HEB in Texas.
Don't even give me that. They get their dicks hard about HEB in Texas. Hey, at the end of the year, if they looked at you and said, we'll give you a 10-win season, but you turn into the old Vols at midnight. Would you take it? I'd have took it. I'm happy.
Give it to me. Give me a 10-win season.
I'd take it.
Go Vols.
But we're not going to make the playoff next year. So
yeah, go Vols.
Big Orange.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk.
It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.